Hi, good morning, Rav Osai. Oschof Dalet. V'chein Amashlam Melchol V'shalom Kimi Asher Yuchubar Al Kol HaChayim Yesh B'tochon. So one who's connected to life. So for that individual, there is bitachon. We'll see in a minute, you know, how Rabbi Yonah is teaching the word bitachon. The a dog is better off, a live dog, and the preeminent in the animal kingdom, who's already dead, perish. Shibeach chaye ha'olam hazeh. Shlomo HaMelech is praising olam hazeh l'inyan ha'tshuva ufulas ha'mitzvah v'hasogas ma'alas ha'nefesh. He's praising, extolling the wonder of the opportunity of chaye olam hazeh, in terms of the opportunity that it affords for a person to do tshuva, for a person to do mitzvahs, for a person to elevate his soul through attainment of ma'alas ha'nefesh. V'hu ha'bitachon Hanimtza la'asher yuchubar el ha'chayim. So what does the word bitachon mean here? That doesn't seem to translate as trust, right? It seems to translate more as hope. And that's what the English translation says also, I think, correctly. If you take a look at the Targum in Koheles on the pasuk that Rabbeinu Yonah is quoting, Ki mi asher yuchubar el kol ha'chayim yesh bitachon arum man guva de ischabe l'chol pizgame oraisa ulemikne chaye olma de osay islay sevar samach beiz resh. So the word savar, I mean, it means different things in different contexts, but one of its meanings is hope. It's similar to the Hebrew, sivro al Hashem alokav. That's with the sin, this is with the samach, but sometimes those two letters are interchangeable. So Ben Yonah seems to have understood, as does the Targum, that bitochon, in addition to, I guess, it's more normal security, also means hope. Again, it's not so hard to connect the dots between trust and hope. So hu ha'bitachon, this is the hope in the sense of opportunity. Hanimtza, which exists, la'asher yuchubar el ha'chayim. U'perish k'lekelev ha'chay, lekelev chay. What's the metaphor of a live dog? Ki ha'odom ha'pochus b'chayim. No matter how lowly a person is, no matter where a person's holding, yochel lahosif ma'alas b'nafsho. In terms of potential, he has a potential which is not true of mashal yuchel la'asas ken ha'chocham ba'atzadik ha'mes. The greatest chacham, the greatest tzaddik, can only now, who's already been nifter, can only reap the rewards of life, but they can't earn or position themselves for that. They can't improve themselves. Masha, again, a person, regardless of who he's holding, a person always has that potential. See, it's interesting here. If we contrast, if you go back for a minute, just to Oschav Beis. So in Oschav Beis, what Rabbeinu Yonah writes, "Umin advarim she'odom chayesko ba'avuram yom hamavis." He identifies all the basic areas of Avodas Hashem, and as we mentioned then, they're all basically open-ended. A person cannot finish, which is why a person never has extra time on his hand. A person always has time to relax as is necessary, but a person doesn't have time to squander. Here in Oschav Dalid, when he talks about Shlomo HaMelech praising the opportunity which life in Olam Hazeh provides, I don't know, he has a different list. Here he speaks of tshuva, pu'ulas ha-mitzvah, v'hasagas ma'ilas ha-nefesh. So yitachin that hasagas ma'ilas ha-nefesh includes that the hizbonin be'yeres Hashem and l'hasig ma'ilas ha-yerev ava. So yitachin that it's a mu'at ha-machzig ha-samaruba in terms of that phrase. Pu'ulas ha-mitzvah certainly corresponds to lahagdil, lahadir, mitzvos. But there's no mention here of Torah. Why doesn't it say perishibeh chayilam haza in terms of the opportunity to learn Torah? So Yitachin, that what Rabbeinu Yonah means is that the Yediyas Hashem that a person will have in Olam Haba dwarfs whatever Yediyas Hashem a person can acquire in Olam Hazeh. Right? As the Rambam in Perek Ches of Tshuva explains, that's what the imagery of Tzadikim Yoshvim Itrosem Bereshem B'Nenin Mizev Hashchina, that Masigim V'Yodim, what they couldn't be Masig, what they couldn't apprehend and they couldn't know as long as they were living this hybrid physical spiritual existence. Now, of course, it's true that the Yediya that a person will have in Olam Haba is determined by the yediyah that he acquires in Olam Hazeh. But afal pi chein, if one's extolling what can be done in Olam Hazeh that can't be done in Olam Haba, so maybe that's the pshat. When Yonah is not mentioning Talmud Torah, because Olam Haba is doesn't surpass. It's just it's in a different league. It's a different dimension of Yediyas Hashem. Masha and Cain, in terms of mitzvos ma'asiyos, in terms of doing tshuva, in terms of asagas ma'alos ha'nefesh, so the attack, there isn't anything in Olam Haba. And maybe that's why in this context, again, obviously that as Rabbeinu Yonah said earlier, that a person has to do his best to learn as much Torah as allow for, as the balance of life allows for, but it's not going to be part of the shvach of Chai Olam Hazeh in contradistinction to Chai Olam Haba. V'amir Rabbi Hussein, Zechon HaMevacha, Os Chafei, Histakel B'shlosh HaDvarim V'enato Balidei Aver, Me'ayin Boso, Mitipa Srucha, U'la'ana Atoholech, U'mkam Ofer, Rima V'saleh, Lifnei Mi'ato Osir, Lita Indin V'cheshban, לפני מלך מלכי, מלך מגודש ברוך הוא. בעיר הדובה, כאשר תחשו מעין בוסו, תכניע נפשך וסיסנה הגייבה. Right? Not only will a person avoid gaiva by reflecting upon his origins, but he'll hate gaiva. It's something repugnant. It's offensive. It's repulsive. V'kasha tizkol ana taholech tivza ha'olam hazeh. You'll have scorn for olam hazeh for as an end unto itself. V'takia ki mosar ayin. There's nothing enduring. There's nothing from purely olam hazeh dikah accomplishments. There's nothing enduring, nothing left over in that sense. There's nothing residual. And it will lead a person, if a person lives in a rental apartment, he only fixes up the apartment as much as it's going to benefit him, given the length of his lease. He's not gonna invest in the rental apartment beyond the length of his lease. It doesn't make any sense. What does that mean? Doesn't Moves enter the world as a result of chait? So what does it mean? V'hinei tov ma'od zeh ha'moves? Says Rabbi Yonah, ki gam ha'moves tov la'achnia ha'nefashos. Yeah, there is a question. It's not really a question of Rabbeinu Yonah. It's really a question in the Mishnah and Avos itself. Why do we need all shloshadvim of Enata Bali Deaveva? Me'ayin Basa. So what is that engender within a person, when a person reflects ma'ayin basa, so it engenders within a person hachna'a. And if a person will think of lifnei mi'ato osa liten din v'cheshbon, so doesn't that also engender hachna'a within a person? That looming encounter, that ultimate audience. So that doesn't that also, shouldn't that also engender within a person a sense of hachna? So yitachen. And the question again is not on Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rambam says the same in terms also of how Me'ayin Basa instills within us another if we reflect on it. But Yitachin the Pshat here, is that the first thing a person has to do to free himself is to break the gaiva. Kol zman that a person is entrapped by gaiva, so he doesn't really think, again, commensurate to the degree of gaiva, he doesn't really think outside of himself, beyond himself, beyond his present desires and urges. He's not really capable of thinking when he's too full and too preoccupied with the guy. So that's what Chazal said. The first thing is, a person has to remove those mental constraints having done that, so now a person is free to think. But Kol Zman that the person is just so caught up with, bound up with the gaiva, he's just so busy with the miyata us and then the chesbon. There's only me and what I want right now. And then Rabbeinu Yonah, in that last line here that we read, commenting upon that medrash of Tov Me'od Zeh'amodas. So again, he's really reinforcing this point when he writes, Ki gam amodas tov lahachnia hanefoshos v'lios chitas elokim ala levavos. There's a sequence there. There's a sequence. The Hachna'a paves the way and allows for the Chitas Elokim, for the Yiras Hashem. It allows the person to have a perspective on Olam Hazeh. Yeah. Okay. So we'll stop here. Blinedim to Hashem. We'll resume around the 12:45 on Tassam and Base. Okay, everyone. Everyone should have a good productive morning.
Be well. Okay. Be safe,